Welcome to the Stand Firmly in His Grace Praise and Worship Program. We hope that it will be uplifting to your soul and provide you with the spiritual food needed to grow strong in your faith. For more information about this program and our online ministry, please visit us at www.standfirminhisgrace.com. As many continue to do their shopping and decorating for Christmas, I see many scurrying about in the stores, each with lists of presents, many wondering if the gifts that they are buying are right for their family, friends, and loved ones. I saw many buying decorations for their homes, some even buying Christmas stockings, each preparing for Christmas. As I walk into some stores, the Salvation Army is there with their kettles preparing to meet the needs of those who are unable to afford Christmas. All are preparing for Christmas. As I drive by homes, I see Christmas lights and trees decorated. There are Christmas stockings for everyone. There's one for Mom. There's another one for Dad. The list of stockings goes on, and even the pets have stockings of their own. Presents are starting to show up under the tree. However, with all the preparation, I don't see a stocking or gifts for that special child. Did someone forget the poor child born in a stable? Instead of being surrounded by gifts and baby clothes, the poor child is surrounded by filthy, stinking shepherds and farm animals. Did we not prepare for his birth? Was he not registered with a baby boutique or store? How could we have forgotten him and be so unprepared for him? Although we weren't prepared, God was prepared. He made sure that the birth of this gift was ready for the world. This gift from God's heart came ready to deliver the world and show the world the love of the Father. His love manifested itself in the form of a small baby that humbled us all and was brought into this world very quietly. But in time, the world would come to know the story of his birth and life. The world would hear of his words that taught us to love the Father with all that we are. We learned that we could return to the loving arms of the Father only through believing in his Son. We realized that this gift was more than just a child. It was a gift of love and salvation in the form of a child that humbled us all. God prepared his gift long before his birth. From the fall and disobedience of Adam and Eve in the garden, God prepared the way for salvation. It was his plan to provide all with a way back to him. This way back to the Father became our salvation. We would once again learn that God loved us before we loved him. His gift of his Son taught us that wonderful message. Our hearts that were once stony would be softened, and we would once again return to the Father. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, we read the exact nature of God's plan. Reading from the New Living Translation, "Look, I am sending my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. Then the Lord you are seeking will suddenly come into his temple. The messenger of the covenant, whom you look for so eagerly, is surely coming, says the Lord of heaven's armies." God would send a messenger to prepare the way. God sent a messenger before Jesus to prepare the way and announce to the world his plan of salvation. In Luke chapter 1, we see the stories of Mary, the mother of Jesus, entwined with Elizabeth, the mother of John. Both are used to prepare the way for God's gift to the world. Elizabeth's son would announce to the world the coming of Jesus. John announced that the kingdom of the Lord was at hand. Even in his mother's womb, John knew the truth. In verse 42, Elizabeth told Mary, "When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy." Part of preparing for the preparations that are necessary for Christmas is having a joy deep down in our hearts. Preparing our hearts starts with a joy that we should share with all. Jesus came into the world for all. It didn't matter whether you were a prince or pauper, master or slave, or educated or uneducated. Jesus came for all of us and to show us the way back to the Father. So the preparation is also filled with joy. When John grows up, he fulfills a prophecy in Isaiah. Let us look at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. A voice is calling, "Clear the way for the Lord in the wilderness. Make smooth in the desert a highway for our God." John was that voice, not only to clear the way for the Lord, but also to help prepare the hearts to receive him. As we continue our preparations for Christmas, let us prepare our hearts for the coming of that most blessed moment. Let us fill our hearts with love for one another and share the story of the Nativity. Let us be like John the Baptist and clear the way for the Lord for all those who walk in darkness. Let joy and love radiate from each of us and show the world that God and his plan of salvation are for all. The Christmas story is a simple story, but it does require that we truly see through lenses of faith, hope, and love. Of these three, love is the most important and everlasting. Once we truly understand the story, we know we can share it with all and truly stand firm in His grace. We never close our service without giving those that feel that they live their lives in fear, uncertainty, and doubt the opportunity to know a peace that surpasses all understanding by accepting Christ Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Even as we lived in sin, God loved us enough to send His own Son to die as an atonement for our sins, so that we may accept that gift of salvation. We do not deserve it, but it is there and is free to those who would just accept it. If you hear that gentle knocking on your heart's door, that is Jesus asking to come into your life. All you have to do is join me in prayer to begin that wonderful daily walk with the Lord. Father God, I have been disobedient and rebellious for far too long. I have sinned and fallen short. Please forgive me of my sins and accept me into your kingdom as your child. I declare that Jesus is your Son, sent to die on a cross as my atonement for my sins. I welcome Jesus into my heart. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, you have taken the first steps in your walk with the Lord. Find a nearby church and let them know that you want to grow daily in your faith and be fed the living bread. As we end today's message, we once again thank you for listening to our Sunday message. We hope that you found this message uplifting and has strengthened you spiritually for the week ahead. If you would like more messages and words of faith, hope, and love, you can access our website at www.standfirminhisgrace.com or by typing www.sfihg.com. If you're on Facebook, you can visit our page at www.facebook.com/standfirminhisgrace. If you have Twitter, you can follow our tweets by visiting Twitter.com/SFIHG Ministry. This ministry is supported by the prayers and donations of our faith family and grace partners. If you would like to donate to this ministry, please use the donate button on our website. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you always.